From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty in Washington. In Afghanistan, Wednesday, another suicide bomber, this time detonating explosives near a Shia shrine in Kabul. The death toll now at 26, with several wounded. The city was observing the start of the Persian New Year, called Nowruz. In the Syrian capital, Damascus, a rocket believed launched by rebels struck a shopping district Tuesday, killing at least 35. Meanwhile, Russian and government warplanes pounded the dwindling rebel-controlled parts of nearby eastern Ghouta. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, dozens more were killed, raising the death toll there since a government offensive was launched a month ago to more than 1,400. With government forces locked in the assault on eastern Ghouta, Islamic State militants captured a Damascus neighborhood late Monday, killing at least 36 pro-regime fighters. And in northwest Afrin, recently captured by Turkish forces, the UN Children's Fund Mareksi Mercado spoke of the dire needs of residents.
Since March 6, people in Afrin City have suffered from severe water shortages, as the source of water to Afrin City was reportedly damaged by fighting. UNICEF-supported water trucks have also stopped delivering much-needed safe water to vulnerable areas in the city since March 15, due to the escalation of violence.
The UN also said some 100,000 are trapped in rural northern Syria after fleeing Afrin. A Tunisian engineer has been killed by his kidnappers in southwest Cameroon, although three colleagues were rescued. The four worked for a Tunisian construction company and were kidnapped last week while building a road between the towns of Kouma and Isingele in the Anglophone part of the country. The government blamed terrorists, a reference to English-speaking separatists seeking to break away from the mostly French-speaking country. Separatists last October declared the self-proclaimed Republic of Ambazonia. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump Tuesday said he phoned his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, to congratulate him on his election victory and hopes to meet him in the not-too-distant future to talk about arms control. At the State Department, spokesperson Heather Nauert insisted that despite difficult relations with Moscow, the two nuclear powers must maintain a dialogue.
I want to be clear that we call out Russia when they are responsible for an action, and we will not hesitate to do so. But the reality is that we are two nuclear powers, two superpowers in this world, and we still have to be able to pick up the phone and have a dialogue and conversation with one another.
Russia's relations with the West have been turned frosty with accusations of election meddling, Moscow's involvement in Syria, and alleged complicity in the poisoning of a Russian double agent in Britain. President Donald Trump gave a warm welcome Tuesday to visiting Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
We really have a great friendship, a great relationship. I would really have to say the relationship was, to put it mildly, very, very strained during the Obama administration. And the relationship now is probably as good as it's really ever been.
The two men discussed hundreds of millions of dollars in Saudi investments in the U.S. and Riyadh's growing list of military hardware purchases. The Crown Prince also serves as the Saudi defense minister. South Korea Wednesday proposed high-level talks with North Korea March 29 to prepare for an April North-South summit. Meanwhile, President Moon Jae-in said a three-way summit between the two Koreas and the U.S. over denuclearization could be possible once a proposed U.S.-North Korea meeting takes place. North Korea state-run media late Tuesday said the current peace offensive is the result of its own actions, not international sanctions. A student who shot and wounded two other students at a Maryland high school Tuesday was killed in an exchange of gunfire with a campus security officer. Tim Cameron is the St. Mary's County Sheriff.
Great Mills High School student Austin Wyatt Rollins, age 17, produced a handgun and shot a Great Mills High School student, a female who was 16, and a Great Mills High School student, a male who was 14.
The latest act of school violence followed just by weeks the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida's high school in which 17 died. Canada has unveiled proposals to tighten its gun laws to address a spike in crime involving firearms. The measures include enhanced background checks on gun purchases. Finance ministers and central bankers meeting in Buenos Aires Tuesday rejected protectionism and called for open trade and more dialogue. The two-day summit followed the U.S. decision to impose tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Former Beatles drummer Ringo Starr, whose real name Richard Starkey, Tuesday received knighthood from Prince William. The 77-year-old Sir Ringo said the honor means a lot. He wished the other three members of the group could have been part of it. The only other surviving member of the Beatles, Paul McCartney, knighted in 1997. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.